This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about heart disease in men. And to help us with this particular conversation, we are joined on the line by cardiothoracic surgeon, Dr. Thabo Dahace. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I am super fantastic. And how are you doing?
I am great. Thank you. I love that energy. I didn't see it coming. So,
thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, Doc. So what are some of the most common causes and risk factors of heart disease in men?
It's quite a handful.
Okay.
Remember, cardiovascular disease, it's not specific to men.
Yeah.
Even though there are certain, you know, risk factors which might, if you wish, gravitate towards the gender men.
Yeah.
But overall, obviously, lifestyle, sedentary lifestyle, diabetes, hypertension, smoking, obesity, even stress, you know. These are some of the common causes of cardiovascular-related risk factors.
Sure. And why do they gravitate towards men particularly?
I don't know how to stress someone, but problem. But I think that if you look at lifestyle in particular,
yeah,
especially Boma 10, 15 years ago, mostly men were the ones who were smoking, right?
Yeah.
The demographics have changed somewhat nowadays because we see women also catching up with that.
Yeah.
So because of that, men were more at risk of developing cardiovascular-related disease. But you know, there's one other interesting aspect that you look at. If you look at the household and you look at the rate of mortality or, let's say, lifespan, men have a shorter lifespan than women, generally. And mainly that's related to the stress levels. And I would extend it and say it could be that because men naturally are providers, and therefore they have to deal with the pressures of the world out there as they try to provide for the families, and the expectations from the families that put a lot of burden on men. And you know, men, the way we are, really voice things out. We don't talk things out. So we bottle things in, number one. Number two, for a man to go see a doctor, near the deathbed.
Yeah.
Because generally, we offer nature that if you go there, either you're going to be told news that you don't want to hear, or it's a sign of weakness somehow. So because of that, you present late, and usually that contributes to the, I would assume, lifespan is shortened, you know.
So what are the early signs or symptoms that we should be looking out for? Let's speak particularly to men now that would indicate that there might be a heart issue.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, a cardiovascular-related disease, you can equate it to a time bomb.
Okay.
It clicks, but usually the symptoms are subtle until it gets to a point of moderate to severe. Now, what are those? Simple thing. If you feel that the activities that you used to do physically, you would walk from point A to point B without having issues, now that has changed. You have to put more effort. You become short of breath. Your heart rate, you know, goes up. You are unable to lie flat. You have to use pillows to support your back or head up. You start seeing swelling of the legs. Those are some of the common presentations of heart disease. Then you must know that there's something wrong.
Sure. Yeah. And is it at that point when we need to start seeking medical attention?
Yes, yes. Immediately you see things that have shifted from the ordinary and you can't explain it. Please. Don't waste time.
What are the risks of wasting time when you see that shift?
Yes. So we hear a lot of people about, hey, motho o bile le heart attack. So that's the most, you know, devastating news. And obviously, if you waste time ignoring these symptoms, that's one of the things that can happen. People can present with a stroke. And there's different degrees of stroke. And if you present late, obviously, if you present with a stroke, it means it's late. The disease has been growing for some time. Some other diseases that affect the heart could be a valve that's leaking. So if you pick symptoms up and you seek medical attention, we can stop the disease from progressing to a state of overt heart failure, in some instances, needing a transplant, you know. And in our country, transplants, you know that it's only specific areas where they are done, and the selection criteria is very steep. So to prevent you getting to a point where you need that, or we even tell you that you are beyond operation, you have to, when you see changes, seek mental help early.
Absolutely, Doc. Thank you so much for taking time, having this chat with us. I know before we see a cardiothoracic surgeon, we have seen a whole host of other doctors. But for those for those who would like to get in touch with you for your expertise, or even just you know, to speak to their docs about referrals, how do they get in touch with you for your work?
Okay, so I am based in Polokwane. We've got our offices at corner 45 Devonish. That's next to Medic Clinic. And the telephone numbers of the office is 051-880-2546. So they'll be able to speak to my PA there.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And I look forward to chatting with you some more in the future.
It's a pleasure. We must also address lung cancer next.
Please, absolutely. Yeah. Doc, we are noting that one down. The next time you and I chat, in the very, very near future, it will definitely be about lung cancer.
Excellent stuff.
Ah, there you have it. Actually, you know what I mean? When people love their work, they do not want to leave you with any information that you should have, and you don't have that information. So I like that. We will be definitely talking about it in the near future. But I want to find out from you what lifestyle habits you particularly engage in, that you know, you feel, you know, you've heard the conversation today, but you've known even when you are engaging in those activities that here I'm ruining this little beautiful body that God gave me. So do let me know on 079-899-6226. Lifestyle habits that you believe contribute to heart disease, particularly amongst men as well. Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.